Many families in the United States are suing big technology companies, saying that they are exposing children to harmful products. One person, Taylor Little, shared their story of addiction to social media, which led to suicide attempts and years of feeling very sad. Taylor calls the tech companies big, bad monsters, who give addictive and damaging things to kids. The lawsuit is one of the biggest ever in Silicon Valley and is against Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram, TikTok, Google, and Snap Inc., which owns Snapchat. The family's lawyers say that these platforms are made to be harmful. They use the case of Molly Russell, a British girl who died by suicide after seeing self-harm things on social media, as an example of the dangers for teenagers. A judge recently said that the companies can't use the First Amendment or Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act to stop the lawsuit. The judge said that things like bad parental controls and not checking ages properly are not about freedom of speech. This was seen as a big win for the families. The companies say that the claims are not true and they will fight back. Taylor, who lives in Colorado, says that they were so addicted to social media that they felt really bad when their phone was taken away. They saw pictures of people hurting themselves when they were only 11 years old and there was no warning. Taylor also had a hard time with things about body image and eating disorders. They say it felt like they were being attacked all the time. The lawyers for the families are focusing on how the platforms are made, not on individual posts or pictures. They say that the apps have things that make people addicted and hurt themselves. Meta said that they feel bad for the families and that they care about keeping teens safe online. TikTok didn't say anything, and Google said that the claims are not true and that they work hard to protect kids on their platforms. Snapchat said that their platform is made to take away the pressure to be perfect and that they check all the things before a lot of people see them. Taylor knows about Molly Russell, who died after seeing bad things on Instagram. Taylor feels lucky to be alive and is determined to keep going with the lawsuit. They think that the tech companies know that their platforms are hurting people, but they care more about making money. Taylor hopes that they can make social media better by winning the lawsuit and making the companies change, because they don't think the companies will do it on their own.